Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, the Home Squatter with me this Thursday afternoon to help you add some luxury to your home. And I'm joined in studio today by Arlene McIntyre, who's the creative director of Ventura Design, and Sarah Twig Doyle, interior stylist and also design colour consultant. You're both very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Lovely to be here.
Arlene, for people looking, before we get to listener questions, 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. But if you're hoping to add a little luxury to your home interiors and you don't want to break the bank, how doable is that?
I would totally start with paint. I think paint is the most affordable way to bring that layer of luxury into your room.
Okay.
And I think people often overlook that. They kind of think bigger ticket items like an expensive light or a chandelier or whatever that might be. But I'd start with your wall paints and creating that kind of vibe, that atmosphere of, you know, that layer of luxury in any of your rooms.
Okay, so look at the colour on the wall if you want to do
definitely.
It. And Sarah?
Materiality for me. So it's choosing real materials as much as you possibly can, you know, real wood as opposed to fake wood. You can just see, you can feel the quality, you can feel the difference. So it's going for the best materials you can afford, I think.
Okay, and if you wanted maybe something a bit more low budget impact than changing the wooden floors, what else could people do?
Oh my goodness. I mean on furniture as well.
Okay.
So rather than, you know, the flat pack, you know, see if you can get a good piece of secondhand but real wood furniture rather than flat pack.
Okay. Listener questions. Arlene, this texter is wondering, can you please ask if the Home Squad panel think panelling in your hallway will make it look more luxurious or dated?
Well, it depends on how big your hallway is. It definitely adds interest. I think that sometimes hallways can be so boring and they are actually rooms within houses in themselves, so they should be really honoured as a space within its own right.
I would never think of my hallway like that.
Oh my God, totally. Like, hallways are really important. I love them and I always try and focus on them because they are the first thing you enter.
It's your calling card. Yeah, exactly. It's the thing
totally.
That people see when they first arrive.
It tells your story.
It's like a CV. You know, your front page is the
really?
Is the enticer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, bypass mine fairly quickly anyway, so maybe that's why I don't spend too much on it. So paneling, is that still, you know, on trend or?
Yep, definitely.
It'll add luxury, yeah?
I think, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, think about the width of the hallway, the height, you know, all of those are considerations to determine the type of paneling that you go for. But yeah, I mean, go for a fabulous statement wallpaper above the paneling as well. I mean, there's so many ways that you can add drama
or within the panel,
and interest.
Which is a big trend
within
at the moment.
The panel.
I'm doing that quite a lot at the moment. Not because
yeah.
it's a trend. I hate trends, but it's just such a nice thing to do.
So actually wallpaper within the actual panel square.
And then
that
paint
you've
around
created.
It. So it's real tonal, tone on tone or pattern.
It's a good way to do wallpaper without being all over. It feels a little bit safer for people who find all over wallpaper a little bit daunting.
Because I find wallpaper, for me, that is something that's very dated. I would have thought.
Well, the big floral patterns maybe is what you're thinking about. I'm wondering what memory
our
you
90s,
have in your mind.
Our 90s home in Donegal.
But really beautiful textured wallpapers can really elevate a space and make it feel like uber luxurious.
Okay, listeners wondering, they live in a Victorian style house. They want to get a front door with stained glass. Is it over the top, Sarah?
No. If you've got a Victorian house, respect the character and age of the property, absolutely. And there are so many good salvage yards that will have original doors where people have discarded them. So absolutely go for it and see if you can find one original to your, you know, to the period of your property.
Any recommendations, Arlene, on stained glass?
I think it's amazing. I worked in a Victorian home with exactly that. They had original stained glass windows all in the entrance, and I actually pulled a tone out of the stained glass and then put that onto the walls on the paint.
Beautiful.
So it just brought the whole room together. Yeah, totally embraced the stained glass. Yeah.
Do you think chandeliers add luxury to a home?
Well, I love a chandelier. I'm a sucker for a chandelier. But I think if you're going to go chandelier, you know, you either go super, super modern. So you look for a modern update version of the chandelier.
Not the kind of glass, you know, little.
Yeah, but yes.
Hanging.
But okay, but then you go antique and then you go vintage. So you go for the real deal. So you either go super modern with a new piece, or you go and source antique. And there's so many amazing ones out there you can find.
Any suggestions, Arlene, where you'd send that listener to look?
Well, if they felt like going to Florence, I mean, you pick up some amazing buys in the markets over there in Paris, like the charts value. Yeah.
Book
stunning
of flight,
pieces.
Paris, that's definitely, I would agree with you 100%.
Does the brand of paint you buy make a difference? Will you notice on the walls if it's cheaper or the more expensive stuff? That's actually a great question.
Yes, because of the tones. So you can always tell a really expensive paint, I think, by the level of tone, the texture. It feels velvety to touch. It has a different kind of layer of depth to it. So for me, I can actually always spot, you know, an expensive branded paint versus an inexpensive one.
So it's the kind of the overall shine of it, really, is it?
It's just a texture and this depth of color that's in it. It doesn't have sort of a pastel-y kind of tone to it. There's just more depth and richness within the tones. And I guess maybe
if the pigment level as well.
It is,
So for me, it's also about the ingredients. So usually with the more expensive brands of paint, you've got a better quality of ingredient and, you know, you've a lower VOC and that paint will stand the test of time. It'll last longer as well.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question about your home interiors for our home squad, Arlene and Sarah, this afternoon. This listener is wondering about bedding. Is good bedding actually worth the money? I want the spare room in our house to look a little bit more inviting. We get a lot of guests and I'd like to show off a little more, but I don't know if it'll actually make an impact.
Oh my God. I love bedding. I love the, you know, the thread count on the Egyptian.
Wait, what are you looking for there?
It's just so, it's an amazing kind of product because, well, it's been around for so many years, but it keeps your body temperature nice and cool at night. It feels like butter when you're sleeping in the sheets. It's just silky and it kind of regulates your body temperature. I think that's one of the big things about it. Yeah. But you do need a full-time person to iron your sheets.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's just not happening for me.
See, so that's why I love 100% linen, because linen it creases anyway. That's the whole look. It's that relaxed vibe. So I think it depends. Your crisp cotton, you're going to have to iron it. You want that smooth hotel luxury kind of look. But the beauty of linen is that it is creasy, and but it feels relaxing.
So you recommend linen bedding?
Linen. Yeah, good quality linen. And there are Irish brands out there doing fabulous. And but you'll spend a little bit more money. But like that, if we're talking about luxury, you will pass them down to your children.
And you opt for the Egyptian cotton, is it?
Well, yeah, if the budget allows. But I mean, if creases are a thing for you, and I do actually have clients like that, they cannot cope with creases at all.
Oh, I'm just not ironing.
And so there are really great, you know, products on the market. I know Marks and Spencer's do an excellent non-iron range, actually.
Yeah.
And it comes up very well.
Yeah, it is a good idea, though, in terms of trying to give the house a little bit of an interiors boost that you know, shouldn't break the bank.
Yeah.
You know, to look for the interior. Good bed linen will last you for 30 years too, says this texter. Another listener on this. I really love the new style that I see everywhere at the moment of the patterned rich colours and designs. How do I separate the granny styles from the cool trends? Are there certain brands or patterns that I should actually look out for?
See, I'm not adverse to a bit of granny chic, so I think the thing about colour and pattern is you have to work with what the colour palette that works for you. So I always go back to this thing of open up your wardrobe, look at the colours that if you're going to wear, what are the colours that you're drawn to? That is always my starting point for clients, thinking about colour they actually like, rather than what they're seeing in magazines or what they feel is on trend. So if you crave light, for example, and you suddenly start putting very dark colours in your home, you're going to feel claustrophobic and you're going to want to change that.
How do you separate the granny styles from the cool chic looks, Arlene?
Well, it kind of depends on the room and how much light's in it. It's like a very big question, but to try and bring it into an answer, I think I like working with kind of that Linwood look. You know, you've got the tweeds and the checks and the herringbones. It's like really classic, kind of a nod to Ralph Lauren. That vibe for me really is timeless and can look quite modern.
Yeah.
So they're at the same time.
Yeah, it's layering pattern. So you'd have some checks and some stripes. And so if you have a floral, you're layering it with something that softens that look. It makes it feel more timeless.
Yeah, so the timeless pattern is one that this listener could look for if they were trying to kind of have a trend within the house as well. Yeah.
And stripes never date. I love a stripe.
Yeah, forever timeless.
Forever timeless. Arlene McIntyre, Creative Director of Ventura Design, and Sarah Twigg Doyle, Interior Stylist and Design Colour Consultant. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the Lunchtime Live Home Squad this Thursday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.